AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump plans to hold a roundtable on Antifa today. Trump has said he plans to designate Antifa, an umbrella term for far-left-leaning militant groups, as a, quote, major terrorist organization. Former FBI Director James Comey is set to make his first court appearance today. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
James Comey has his first court appearance for his arraignment at federal court in Alexandria, Virginia today. The Justice Department alleges that in September of 2020, Comey obstructed a congressional proceeding and made a false statement by denying to the Senate Judiciary Committee that he'd authorized an associate to serve as an anonymous source to the news media. President Trump replaced the attorney overseeing the investigation with White House aide Lindsey Halligan, who rushed to file charges to beat a legal deadline despite warnings that there was insufficient evidence. Trump spoke to reporters about the case on Monday.
I think he's a crooked guy. He's a dirty cop.
The prosecution of James Comey has amplified concerns that the Justice Department is being weaponized in pursuit of the president's political enemies.
Every totalitarian relies on the justice system to punish dissent.
On the Senate floor Tuesday, Democrat Chris Murphy suggested it was part of a trend.
Not a single prosecutor in that office in Virginia would sign the indictment. Not a single one. Until President Trump sent his personal lawyer.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Israel and Hamas have entered a third day of peace talks at a resort in Egypt. Senior officials from the U.S., Israel, and mediating countries are expected to join. Hurricane Priscilla is weakening in the Pacific as it moves along Mexico's west coast. Meanwhile, forecasters say Tropical Storm Jerry in the Atlantic is expected to strengthen on a track for the Leeward Islands. U.S. stocks are edging higher a day after breaking their seven-day winning streak, and the price of gold is pushing further past $4,000 per ounce. This is AP News. Three scientists have won the Nobel Prize in chemistry.
Scientists Susumu Kitagawa, Richard Robson, and Omar Yagi won the Nobel Prize in chemistry Wednesday for their development of metal organic frameworks that could play a part in solving some of humanity's greatest challenges. One expert likened the discovery to the enchanted handbag in the fictional Harry Potter series. Kitagawa, who is affiliated with Japan's Kyoto University, says he's honored to win.
I'm deeply honored and delighted that my long-standing research has been recognized.
Yagi is affiliated with the University of California, Berkeley. Robson is affiliated with the University of Melbourne in Australia. He tells the AP he's very pleased and a bit stunned, saying, "This is a major thing that happens late in life when I'm not really in a condition to withstand it all." He's 88. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's CODA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.